Okay. Alright, new week. Parshas Shas this week. Siyat the Smart. So, start strong. Rishon already. So, Torah Kufiyat Zayin, Likud Maran. I think something a very important fundamental Torah. Rav Nachman brings that very beautifully. And it's just important to know because, growing up at least, the night that is the most Talmudic night is what? Mutzei Shabbos, that the world calls Saturday night. So obviously, you ever realize that it's very hard to go to sleep on Mutzei Shabbos, no matter who you are, right? Always, like, I remember, like, back in the day, like, going to sleep, I would go to sleep at, like, 2 a.m., let's say, and wouldn't fall asleep till, like, 4. Because, like, it was just, I don't know what's going on. Right? You can't go to sleep early. So this is what Rav Nachman says, Torkuf Yitzayim, Siyat Tashmai. Ha'inin shekasha lisho Mutzei Shabbos. So the Indian is, look, it's not all gashmistic, it's a pneumius, that's hard to sleep, and with Shabbos. Yeah? You have the Torah?
Yeah.
Okay, good, good. Ki v'motzai Shabbos maschil his galus Eliyahu. Why? So because on Motzai Shabbos is when it starts the revelation of Eliyahu Hanavi. Kimosh amru chachmin v'zorchom v'vacha, in the Gemara Ervin mem gimel and beis, like we quoted last night, she'ein Eliyahu ba b'Shabbos v'lo b'erev Shabbos. The Eliyahu Navi doesn't come on Shabbos, and he also can't come on Arab Shabbos. So meaning what? Motzei Shabbos yuchalavo. So meaning that what he can't come Arab Shabbos, can't come Shabbos. So that's 48 hours that he can't come. So when's the first time he can come? Motzei Shabbos. The Akein me'az maschil is gal siyav. So therefore, and we know Eliyahu is the mevaser gula. He's the one who brings us the news that the gula is coming. So the first time he's able to come and tell us is when is Motzei Shabbos. That's if you look, like we did last night, right? All the zmiros of Motzei Shabbos, all the tefillos of Motzei Shabbos, all about gula. Every Mary Yavu Elinu Mashiach but David, right? David Mach Mashicha, Tzudas David Mach Mashicha. So it's Motzei Shabbos, the Sheikh is the gula. Farmer Rabbi Sin is Chon L'Ravacha. Ein Eliyahu Ba El L'Rachek HaMekoravin Bizroa U'L'Karev HaMerchoraki Mizroa. So the Gemara in 80 says that what? It says that the only reason Eliyahu Navi comes is to push away those who are close, right, with his arm, and to be makar of those who are far. So what does that mean? Behind you, l'rachi kashekir l'karav emes.
Zerozarm.
What?
Yeah, Zerozarm,
yeah. Now what it means is that he comes to what? To push away those who are sheker, and the sheker, and he comes to be makar of emes. Yeah? It's actually cool because I believe that Eliyahu Navi was Mechayim Mesim to a person, right? You know who that person was? So I believe it was the Navi Yonah, right? And his name, what's Yonah's name? Yonah ben Amitai, Emes. So that's a sheikh, is Eliyahu Navi, what? He's a Me'orah, he awakens what? Emes, right? Yonah ben Amitai. Yeah? So it goes like this. Ukmosham Rabbi Sin Khonvacha Bazoar Kadosh the Shal Haimina. Right? They asked a certain kofer. Ksiv Svas Emes, it's nice, there's a year today. Svas Emes Tikol Na'ad. Right? That the Lashon or the speech of Emes will stand forever. Veheshi Lord Rabbi Lazar Konata Loksiv. It doesn't say, I guess the whole passage doesn't say Konat, it doesn't say in presence, Ela Tikon. Right, it doesn't say that it's standing. It says rather it will stand, right? In future tense, ki ha'emes asilis kayim. Dainu k'sheyevo Eliyahu Mashiach ayin sham. Right, what it means is that lasilavo emes is what's going to stand. Right, there's a concept that says in Gemara kushta kai. That means the emes stands. For example, we always say, right, if you look at the osios of sheker, right, how does it work? Sheker is a shin, stands on one leg. Kuf stands on one leg. Resh stands on one leg. You can't stand on one leg, so it falls. MS, right, an Aleph has two legs, a Mem has a full bottom, and a Tuf has two legs, meaning what? It stands, right? And also bounce off. It's the beginning, it's the middle, and it's the end. So MS is what stands, blessed lava, right? But we know what this refers to. This world is Alma de Shikra. This world of Sheker. That's why this world's falling apart. But you don't see anyone, everyone's falling apart today. It's actually a nice word, this week's Parsha. So like we say, Vayosh Hashem Bayom Hu, no, sorry, it's at the end of Az Yashir. We say, how's it go? Yeah, towards the end of Az Yashir. Say, let me find it for you. Say this, it's a word from Noah Melch. Says, Vnei Yisrael, says, Ki vasus paro, birchvo ufar Hashem bayam, vayeshev Hashem aleim esmei yam, uvnei Yisrael alchu bayabasha besoch hayam. So what does it mean that Uvenei Yisrael halchu bayabasha b'solchayam? If you just translate the words, what does it mean?
They went in the land that was in the water. Like the dry land that was...
Right, it means that what? They were walking on dry land within water. So what does it mean? So listen to what I think it's an Omer Melech says. Right? It says, Anshe Amala Yisrael, Af HaTeva Hunes. Even the Teva of the world, we see it as a Nes. Kach, Shagam Halicha B'Yabasha, Nechshavas B'Neim L'Nes. Even walking on the ground, dry land, is like a Nes. Kibu Halchu B'Yam, Halchu B'Yabasha B'Soch Yam. Meaning what? Even walking on dry land, we're walking on a Yam. Right? So what does that mean for our Voda? Is that what does Mayim represent in the world of right? There's the four basic midos, right? There's Ruach, Eish, Afar, and Mayim. Okay, so that's the four Yisodos. For example, four holy cities of Yisrael. So Yishalayim is connected Eish, right? Tzfas obviously is connected Ruach. Tveria is Mayim, and Chevron's Afar. Right? You can see all those. Yeah, you know, like Yishalayim is Mount Fire, right? So what does Mayim represent? So Mayim represents Taiva, right? So Taiva mean all the Taivas in the world compared to Mayim. So what does it mean? Halchu b'yabasha b'solchayam? This world of Taiva mamish. Ah, right, exactly.
But isn't water also compared to Torah?
Yeah, I mean there's always the zelumazeh, right? There's on this side and then there's always the side of Tumah, right? So what it means is halchu b'yabasha b'solchayam. Is a what? The Klal Yisrael, we have a special thing that we walk when you're davuk to Torah. You're walking on dry land within the yam. I mean, this world around us is mamish drowning. Everyone's drowning. So the only way you stay awake is that what? Dafka through Torah. That's why we say Moshe Emes v'Saras Emes. Because you're misdavik to Emes, oh, then you could stand. But if you're not misdavik to Emes, you can't stand. So that's the Nekuda, and that's what Eliyahu Navi brings. Right? So we said that night, you could be shaykh to Mashiach now, by being shaykh to Motzei Shabbos, by being shaykh to that derech of Eliyahu Navi. Right, when Eliyahu Navi comes, he's going to save Yehud of Yisrael. Right, that the dibur of Emes will stand. And what Eliyahu Navi is going to do, he's going to push away all the sheker, not just people who are sheker, but all the sheker from the world. He's going to reveal Emes from the world. Yeah? He's going to bring about a huge hisgalus of emes. Right? If you look at the osi of sheker, how far apart of the word sheker? Shin kuf resh are all right next to each other. They're all very close. The emes mirachakin mile. Right? But emes is far. So meaning what? This is what he says now. Meaning what? He's going to push, exactly, he's going to split it apart. Right? So sheker, when sheker's all together, therefore, then it could stand. Why? Because they rely on each other. But what Eliyahu Navi comes, he pushes it, really shows that what? Sheker can't stand at all. Exactly. Yeah? And this meaning of sheker is shaykh to the nachash. Why do you think it's shaykh to the nachash?
Because
he's the first liar. He's the first one who spoke Lashon Hara, right?
Wait, so he's gonna like distance the letter so it's they can't like make the word sheker.
Meaning exactly, if you look at the word sheker, because they're all together, therefore they can hold each other up, right? Why? Because they have to lean on each other. But if you push the osi of sheker away, what happens? They are gonna fall because they only have one leg.
How is sheker close together one leg?
Because in the osi of Satorah, the letter is right. It goes samich ayin pei. Tadi kuf reishin, which is your sheker. They're all right next to each other. Yeah. Right? MS is the aleph is the first letter, mem is the middle, and tuf is the end. Well, what do you see? But they can all stand on their own. So the meaning of MS stands, but the meaning of sheker doesn't stand at all. It's only because sheker. So why is it look? So why is the world succeeding so much? Because there's so much sheker.
Yeah.
Eliyanev is going to come to be like what? Just move it over a little bit. Oh, it's all going to fall apart just like that. That's the beauty of Mashiach. We don't realize how powerful Mashiach is going to be. Right? Yeah?
Yeah.
So the Indian of Sheker is Shaykh to the Nachash. Right? Hanikra Ar. Right? We know that the Nachash is called Ar. He's cursed. Va'nachash hevi misal olam. And the Indian of the Nachash, he's the one who brought Misa into the world. Va'shena hu echan mishishim misa. And sleep, right? We know the Gemara says that what? In the Brachos, that sleep is 1/60th of Misa. I'll tell you something cool from Miri Pinchas. He said something very nice. He's like, why do you have to sleep on Erev Shabbos? So it goes like this, yeah? He says the Gemara Bracha says there's a couple of things that are 1/60th of this, yeah? So he says that sleep is 1/60th of death, and Shabbos is 1/60th of Olam Haba. Yeah? So he says, in order to get to Olam Haba, how do you get to Olam Haba? You have to die. So he says, therefore what? Since sleeping is 1/60th of Misa, therefore that enables you to go into 1/60th of Olam Haba, which is Shabbos. And it's a big Indian to sleep on Erev Shabbos. Take a little nap if you could.
It's also the same way you have to you break yourself a little bit. So you die a little bit inside to get to a higher
right.
level. So
that's what we schooled that before. The Gemara says that Simin Tov in Mace Erev Shabbos. It's a good Simin if you die on Erev Shabbos. What? What should I be looking forward to die on Erev Shabbos? So a lot of smart, I saw this on Steve Shalom for sure says this, that no. The Indian is that what? That you kill yourself spiritually on Erev Shabbos. That what? Mivata yourself. Whether that means going to the mikvah, because you know what tefillah, British verse says, is just bittel, right? Or taking a nap, right? But something to mivata yourself, right?
You take a nap on Erev Shabbos, not on Shabbos.
There's an inyan to take a short nap, or however long you can, on Erev Shabbos to prepare for Shabbos. Miyashiv
yeah.
your das, a lot of tzaddikim are, if you're zocha too, if you don't have two kids and a wife, you know, then you got, then maybe it's easier. But even but going to the mikveh, you're mechavin that. Mechavin that type of inyan. That's why I had the parts go, v'yikr tzav shmini, tazri metzora. Next. Acharemos kedoshim. So Svarim say that what acharemos after you kill yourself kedoshim. Then you shine to kedusha. Yeah. Goes like this. So now we said like this. Yeah, just a couple of bechinas. We have sheker, we have nachash, we have misa, we have shena. Okay. The kevan shabimotzi shabbos maschil hisgalus Eliyahu. Since amotzi shabbos, the beginning of the revelation of Eliyahu, nidcha sheker shu nachash lachin kashali shon. Therefore, sheker is pushed away. Remember what we said before about sheker. If you connect the dots, you have sheker, you have nachash, you have misa, you have shena. That sheker and shena go together. But since Eliyahu Navi comes and he's mizgala, why is mizgala MS? That means that what? That there's no sheker. That means that it's hard to sleep. Why? Ki amar Rabbi Simi Zichron Vracha, asara kab in shena yardu lolam. There were ten measures of sleep that fall into the world. Tisha not lu avadim. Nine of those measures the avadim took. Yeah. The Gemara says a couple. There's 10 things of Dibor that fell to the world. Nashim took 9 of them. Right? That's why women love talking. Not in a bad way. That's the Gemara. Right? Tisha not lu avadim. So we see that what? That an Eved is shaykh to sleeping. Yeah? The Eved hu bechinas kinan. Eved avadim hu bechinas arur. Bechinas nachash. So we know that who's the Eved? We know that Canaan is an Eved, right? That's what Noah tells him. And we know that Canaan is cursed. So what do you see about an Eved? An Eved, someone cursed. Now let's connect dots again. Who else is someone's cursed? Nachash, which is Shena. Right? So an Eved is Shaykh to Shena. Yeah? The Kevan of Motzei Shabbos who bechinas is Kaos Eliyahu. Since Motzei Shabbos is the revelation of Eliyahu Navi, v'nidcha bechinas anachash, and the Nachash is pushed away. Shubechinas Kinan Eved Avadim, which is the Indian of Kinan. Nidcha Shena Shiardel Avadim. What happens? That means it's pushed away the Indian of Shena. V'akein Eliyahu. How what's Gematria Eliyahu? 52. It's Gematria Ben. Hefech Bechinas Eved. The what when Eliyahu Navi comes, he's a Mizgala. Why is Mechinas? He reveals the Indian of being a Ben. Which is what?
Opposite of
Eved, which is the opposite of what? Ashena, which is the Indian of Chaim. Which is the Indian of being alive. Therefore, what do you see? The whole Indian of Pnimius, what's going on in Motzei Shabbos, it's not just Stam that you're not sleeping because it's late night. It's because there's a revelation of MS, which gives, again, everything we do is based off that Torah we learned of Reish Pei Beis, right? Meaning what? That the whole Indian, you always have to find the Nekudah Tov of everything. So even though in the world, Saturday night is a big night of Tumah, but what happens?
But
the Nekudah is also, is that you can even see the Pnimius in that. Meaning what? It's not our job to tell the world that they're stuck in Tumah. It's our job to be marchik ourselves. To realize that what? Why are they up so late at night? Oh, they're just tapping into the wrong thing. They think they're tapping into what the MS is, but they're not. They're tapping into Mama Sheker. But what's the Nekudah that you see? That's why they're up late. Is why? Because there's this galus of Eliyahu Navi. But the Nekudah is that Baruch Hashem that they're up. It's just that we have to try to daven for them to bring them into Kedusha. Right? But that's the Nekudah. You see that what's happening, everything in the world that's happening is always B'derech Pnimius. That people aren't sleeping. Why? Because Eliyahu Navi is in the world. Which means it's an unbelievable time for us to misdabik ourselves to MS, Amos Shabbos. Exactly, that's the holy of Malam Malka. right? Milava, remember what we said before about the Malka, right? Milava, if you look at the Lashon Levoy by Levi, Targum Unklus translates Hapam Milav is Ishi. Yelave in Targum is Gematria, it's not Milav. It translates as Mischaber, to connect to. In the Milav Malka, you connect to Shabbos. And we know, what's the name of Shabbos? So the Mary Pinchas, his beautiful Torah, he says that Emas Shabbos Alav, the person should have the Ema of Shabbos. So he says, Atikre Emas Ela Emes, that the Emes of Shabbos should be into you. That when Shabbos comes, it brings an aura of Emes into the world. So Nakuda is that, so like we say from Arizal, that Motze Shabbos, that Malav Malka, you leave a Roshem of Shabbos into the week. Which means that what if you're misdavik yourself to Shabbos, you leave a Roshem of Emes into the week. And you live V'derech Hizgalos Eliyahu the whole week. I mean, that's the Motze Shabbos, the whole Indian of everything we do is Eliyahu Navi.
So on the same derech as we sing about Yaakov Avinu also on Motze Shabbos, and it's Titan Emes to Yaakov.
Exactly, yeah, perfect, exactly. The Ode, it says in the Gemara, Kim Ein Das Havdala Minayin. If a person doesn't have Das, then how could you make Havdala? I mean, well, that's what we say in Atachonin, right? You say Havdala there, right? Because Im Ein Das Havdala Minayin. Nimtza, Sheb Motze Shabbos Sheish Havdala, Hu Bechinat Das. Right? So now, since you make Havdala Motze Shabbos, that means there's an Indian of Das there. Remember what we said the other night about Das, right? If you look at the Sfiros itself, right, you have Keser Chachma Bina, and then you have Chesed Gvura Tveres Netzach Hod Yisod Malchus. So what's Das? So Das is what's Mitzkasher. It connects. It's called the Hiskashers. Right? It's like if you look at the body itself, yeah? Right? It says, anyone who doesn't have Das, it's a Ki'ilu Lo Nivna Beis HaMikdash B'yamav. Right? Yeah?
Yeah?
Das, the Beis HaMikdash is connected to the Midah of Das. So it says that Beis HaMikdash is what's Mitzkasher, the Shemayim V'aretz. So if you look on your body, right, what would be Shemayim on your body? Your head. Your head is Shemayim. So what's your body? Your body's Aretz. So the connector is the neck. That's how you see everything that's on your body is just a revelation of what's going on above. Just like the Beis HaMikdash is called the neck of the world, and what it connects all Shemayim and Aretz, so too that's your neck, Mamish. It connects down here to down here. That's how important it is that you eat the Kedusha. Your eating is literally connecting Shemayim and Aretz. The person doesn't think about that, though. Right? But you have to know that the Indian of Das is his kashrus. So Nimtza Shemotze Shabbos Sheish Avdala Hu Bechinas Das. Since we say Avdala, therefore that's an Indian of Das. Kim Ein Das Avdala Minayin. Valkein Kasha Lishon. Right? Why? Therefore, because the revelation of Das, it's hard to sleep. Why? Ki Ashena Hu Stalkus Adas. Because sleep, when a person sleeps, that happens, you're not a Bar Das at that time. Yeah?
Histalkus.
Histalkus is losing. Histalkus, the getting ridding of. Right? So, meaning what? That's the reason. Because of Motzei Shabbos, his galus of Das, therefore what? You can't sleep because you have Das. Right? And that comes from the Abdallah. Yeah? Alright, so that's Torah Kuf Yud Zayin. So we see that Motzei Shabbos itself is a huge time of his orus of MS, his orus of Chaim. That's why we said that remez yesterday. Is that you take the gematria of Umevi Goel Livnei Vnehem Lima'an Shemo Be'ahava, which is the whole Indian of what, that we should bring Gula. So again, Umevi Goel Livnei Vnehem Lima'an Shemo Be'ahava is gematria 849, gematria exactly Motzei Shabbos. And Motzei Shabbos is the revelation of what? It's a time of Gula. Tap into that Gula. Again, it's a Gula Klali and a Gula Prati also. That's Torah Kuf Yud Zayin. So let's go now, because we're speaking about this, let's go to Torah Kuf Lamed. Yeah? So we're in the middle of the week's Shovim, and I think connects nicely, because Motzei Shabbos is a time that what? It's a Zgalus of Eliyahu Navi. Yeah, and Eliyahu Navi is called the Malach HaBris. So the Malach HaBris, that means that what? That part of being Mizdabik to Eliyahu Navi is Mizdabik to Kedushas HaBris. Right? We know that the Zman of Malamaka, the Maisa, what it is, it's you're being Mosif onto Shabbos. You're connecting. So Mosif is Lashon of Yosef Atzadik, yeah? So it's a Hiskashas of Eliyahu and Yosef together, right? So Motzei Shabbos, so let's learn about Bris for a moment, right? So the Gemara in Sukkah, like we're learning this year, to Mir Shem we'll get to, yeah, the Gemara in Sukkah, Nun Beis, Amun Beis, it says, Kol HaGadol Mechavero, Yitzro Gadol Menu. Anyone who's greater than their friend, they also have a bigger Yitzhara, yeah? Let's see what Rav Nachman says. say a bracha. Say a bracha. Want water?
I'm good.
In my military, yeah? Like kavana tav when you drink water. Drink water, you should have in mind that mayim is our shtevos, male yadenu mi birchoseinu. Then you fill up all your hands with bracha. Say, avinu makenu, male yadenu mi birchoseinu. Chaim. What's going on, Shiel Chaim?
Everybody in the dorms like talking about like a trip to Uman. I'm like, you guys could learn something from Rabbeinu.
Go ahead.
Yeah, all these guys in the dorms all talking about like a trip to Uman.
Right, they're serious. They're not.
And I'm like,
learn Uman every night.
I'm like, why don't we just learn Mukashas up a little bit too?
That's what the Rebbe says. The Meisel of Dermato, that Rubenstein's brother called Dermato one time. He's by that Rizal's Kever. So Rebbe, I'm by that Rizal's Kever. Dermato sent him like, oh, I'm also by that Rizal. And he's like, what do you mean? He's like, and Dermato said, it's funny, I'm more by that Rizal than you're by that Rizal. He says, why? He's like, because you're by that Rizal's body and I'm by that Rizal's neshama. I'm like, Shark Kavanas. So I'll say, connect to the Shem right now.
Okay, let's relax go. And go to Uman, like.
Yeah. Ready? So, Silicus. See where we are? Kaflamid? Ah, Yidei Anava. Through the Midah of Anava, Nitzol Mit Niyuf, V'zoch L'Shmir Sabris. Through Anava, a person saved from Niyuf, and you're Zoch L'Shmir Sabris. What's Niyuf? Niyuf is Taivas Nashim, right? Is immoral behavior. Yeah? That's Niyuf. I'll tell you a cool remez that I heard for that thing Rav Nachman says, is that basically the name of the Satan, I don't know if you ever heard this before, but the name of the Satan, a lot of times in Sfarim, you'll see Samich Mem. You know what I'm talking about? So the name of the Satan is Samich Mem Aleph Lamed. We don't say it out, we just say the Samich Mem, but Samich Mem Aleph Lamed. Okay, what's going on with your Samich Mem Aleph Lamed?
What's
60. 131, right?
Samich
Mem Aleph. 131. So what's Gematria Nun Aleph Pei, which is Na'if?
No, 131.
That's what he attacks you on more than anything else. That's the number one Nakuda. That he attacks like Rav Nachman says, he says that the way the Yitzhahar works, he says to you, he's like, listen, I'll give you control over every single type in the world. You just give me Taivas Nashon. Let me make you battle. And Rav Nachman says, you know what? I'll give you every other Taiva, and I'm not willing to give you one aspect of Taivas Nashon. Rav Nachman worked Mamish Yom Valera just to break that. Why? Because all Taivas are within that. That's the number one thing he works you on. Right? Na'if Gmat Yisamech Mem Alaplan. Anyone who has gaiva is going to fall to Ishas Ish. Shinemar, the Ishas Ish, Nefesh Yikara Tatsud. Right? An Ishas Ish that she traps like a precious neshama. What does it mean? Vizet Perish Asmichus in Bamidbar Yudbez, Ish Moshe Anav Ma'od. Right? And says that the Ish Moshe was a big Anav. And it connects it to the pasuk of the bear Aaron and Miriam b'Moshe that they spoke lashon hara about Moshe, right? About what? Kihem dibra odos aisha kushis asher lakach. Right? They spoke about the woman that Moshe took. Yeah. The news. Right? Because he divorced her. Right? Ki kushis al shem yafya nikres. Kushis comes from a word of yofi, of beauty. Yeah. V'heim Amru, Aaron and Miriam said, Shalakcha l'shem Yofi. They said, what? Look, the reason why Moshe Rabbeinu married her was because why? Because she was beautiful. V'akein dibru ala precious. Gim lo ratzu l'hamin she'efshar li'os parish. Therefore, they spoke about what? About his precious. Why? Because they didn't believe she'efshar li'os parish, that it's possible to be parish. That what they thought, that everyone has to fall to Taivas Nashim. Even Moshe Rabbeinu, kiviyachol. Crazy, right? The Azeh Hishiva
Torah.
Precious separation. Right? They thought that even Moshe Rabbeinu married his wife. Why? Because she's beautiful. Right? The Azeh Hishiva Torah Visam Chatecha. That's why it says Ref that what? Va'ish Moshe Anav Me'od Mekodim. Says no, Moshe was a bigger Anav than anyone else. Right? Yeah?
Showing
Dafka
didn't take it.
Ah. Ki ayidei shaya anav miko adam, since he was a bigger anav than anyone else, haya efshel olios parish gamre. Therefore, he's able to be parish. He's able to separate himself. Velo haya lo yichud tata klal. Right? He didn't have to be married. He didn't have to be married to a woman. Right? He was too high for this world. Then what? He had the ability to be totally parish. Yeah? Good? Yeah. So we see that what? Dafka through his anava is how he lives above the Indian of Eishas Ish. Right? Vizesh Amr Rav Seim Zah, Takfu Shal Yosef, this is Gemara in Sanhedrin, the strength of Yosef, Anvisanuso Shal Boaz, is only the anava of Boaz. Right? Meaning what? Boaz was even greater in Kedushas of Bris than Yosef was. Takfu Shal Boaz, like the strength of Boaz, his union of Kedushas of Bris that he had with Rus, Anvisanuso Shal Pati Ben Laish, is only the anava, is only tiny compared to Pati Ben Laish. So what do you see it's talking about? It's talking about Dafka, that anava is a code word for Kedushas of Bris here. Yeah? That's the Gemara that says that. Yeah?
Yeah.
What does that mean? Zes Amru, sorry, ki hu talai banava, ki ai de anava nitzel mipigama bris. That you see the way to be saved from pigama bris, the way to have Kedushas of Bris is what? Dafka through me the banava. What's Gematria anava? I like this one. You should write this down also. These are key ones to have.
What's
Ayin
again?
Ayin is 70.
131.
So what do you see? See the name of the Satan, Samech Mem Aleph Lamed, is 131, which is the taiva of Niuf, Nun Aleph Pei, which is 131, that he works stronger than anything else to get you to be Nichshol on that. And how you break that taiva? Dafka Adi Anava, which is also 131. All is Agamachi 131. Yeah? Huge, no? Mom's huge. Yeah, so through another you get saved from Pagam Bris. Vizesh Amru. Now listen how Nachman learns his Gemara now. Kol HaGadol Mechavero. What sheish lo godless. That a person who has gaiva. Right? A person who's a baal gaiva over his friend. Yitzro Gadol Menu. Shem is Gaber Alav HaYitzahar B'tayvas Niyuf. Therefore what? In that way, when you have gaiva, when you think you're so big, the opposite of Nava, what happens? Your taiva for Nashim, the Yitzahar works even harder against you. That's the Iker Yitzahara, Chevra. Kamuva Bazar, like it says in the Zohar Kaddish. Ikara the Yitzra Bisha Ligalas Arayin. The Iker Yitzahara is what? Just to make you trip up in a Rayos, in Znus. That's it. That's all he works on. That's his mamish. That's his area. Yeah?
Yep.
And that's mamish what he works on. Again, that's the Nakuda. He tries to get you on that, and he'll sell you everything in the book just for that. But again, now coming back to our first piece we had before with Motzei Shabbos, that Motzei Shabbos Dafka is the time of Eliyahu Navi, which is the Malach HaBris. Yeah, so when you mekash yourself to Motzei Shabbos, that's when you mekash yourself to what? To Kedushas HaBris. That's mekash yourself to Anava. Right? That's the whole idea of what we're trying to do. That's mamish. The goal is to be an Anav. Yeah? And that's part of the Indian also of what Mashiach is. It says Mashiach is just an ani rochev al chamor. So I mean that what also it's an Indian of anava, yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's the nekuda we try to miskasha to that brings Shabbos into the week. The whole Indian of Shabbos itself represents the time of anava, right? So the nekuda is that to daven that's part of Tosefa Shabbos too. Tosefa Shabbos is dafka the Indian of Yosef Atzalik. I'll tell you one more remez. Yeah. So if you look, that the Bnei Saskar has a very nice piece in this. I won't say it out now. But he says basically, we say in the Zmiros on Al Shabbos from the Ariza, right? And Askin Stasa, you say Uyumina Usmola, you have the right and the left, Uveinai Hu Kala, and the middle is the Kala.
Yeah.
Okay, so Shabbos is the middle. What does it mean it's the middle? Because it's very nice. Is that what's the like Shabbos for the Arabs? What day is their Shabbos?
It's like Tuesday.
Arab Shabbos. So you guys, when I was in the Old City for 2 years, right? So every day in the Old City, Arab Shabbos, there's like a big day. Like it's very loud. And like the Arab Shuk, all there is. Because that's their Shabbos. Arab Shabbos. Okay? What's the day for the Christians?
Sunday.
Sunday. Oh, so what do you see? Surrounding is what? Surrounding on the right. On the right side is what? Is Yishmael. Surrounding on the left side on Sunday is Esav. Okay? So now it goes like this. There's a concept that we've seen before from the Zohar that Ma'at or Docha Harbe Men HaChoshech. Just a little bit of or is Docha all the Choshech. So it goes very nice. That Dafka, the area that that Yishmael and Esav work harder than anything else is Dafka to make us trip up in Bris. And that's the Iker what they're trying to do. Trying to mess us up in. Okay?
Yeah.
So it goes like this very nicely.
With Moab, right?
everything. Everything is suppressed by them. Yeah? So it goes very nicely. Because who's the Indian that destroys the that overcomes bris? Yosef. Yosef Atzad, okay? So the nekuda is that we said before, if you bring a little bit of or into the choshech, it's vatal at all. So how do you bring or? Ah! So when you're Tosefa Shabbos, when you're Mosef Shabbos, what happens? You're Mosef Shabbos into Yom Shishi, which is what? That's mevatal the koach of Yishma, dafka through the mid of Yosef. And when you're Mosef Shabbos, the Mosef Shabbos, that's mevatal the koach of Esav, which already is Sunday. So how do you do that? Dafka through Yosef Atzadik. Dafka through what? Through the inner Kedusha Bris. Right, so when you have Kedusha Bris, you're mevatal all the enemies. Everything else mevatal when it comes to Bris. But that's the biggest thing, Derech Shovim, you have to work on that. You have to know that, again, part of Bris is diving for it. And learning Torah is breaking Bris. And that's what he said, that Kutzker says. Kutzker says very nicely, Shem Yishuvah quotes it, is what there's no bigger breaking of your guf than learning Torah. What does that mean? Why? It's because, think of it, when you choose to learn Torah, it means you're not choosing the rest of the world. You know how many bodily pleasures there are in the world? Yeah, you're holding your guf back from it, so that's the biggest breaking of the guf, is dafka limud Torah. This person, no, learning Torah is that's what we said before, that Torah is gematria bris. Right? Bris even one above. Right? Because then when you're connected to Torah, when you learn Torah mamish be'emes, that's what breaks everything else. Right? That's the end of Shabbos, the end of Torah, the end of Eliyahu Navi, the end of Anava also. Because all this, Zuch could have that Eskalus of Shabbos, Eskalus of Eliyahu Navi. But that time, the coming of Sheikh, of Mak Mashiach, of Meher Aminu. Amen.